Right now, ladies and gentlemen, time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I'm really good because it's been three Sundays in a row since I've, of giant free losses. I mean, one Sunday they didn't play, and the last two Sundays they won. I mean,
And that game yesterday was like Ringling Brothers.
It was an interesting game to watch because I did watch the whole thing, but it's Saquon Barkley. He's if he doesn't get injured, this kid's going to be something special for the Giants. Really is. He's proven he can run against anybody. He's got what are they? They've got what 10 games under their belt or what? What is it? 10 games under their belt. Each game he's produced more in between 120 and 170 yards. That's pretty amazing for a rookie.
But anyway, he produced against good teams.
Well, he produced against what was on the schedule. He's done it every game. You can't do more
than
that.
I don't know. I don't watch the Giants. You do. I'm asking you a question.
I don't know if there's any good teams in the NFL, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, he does it against the schedule.
Well, have the Giants played the Rams or the Saints or the Bears?
Well, they're going to play the Bears in a couple of weeks. We'll see. But you can't.
That'll be a good measuring stick for him.
No, you can't. That's bull crap. You know, he's done it every game this year, and that's consistency. Whether they win or lose. But anyways, so the Giants win. How did we do with our picks?
2-1.
2-1. Who did I lose with?
We both had the same picks. We both lost with the Chargers. We got lucky with Pittsburgh, and New Orleans was a layup.
Oh God, that was. Oh my God!
Best team in football by far.
Oh, by far, and here's the whole thing: they used to have no defense, but now they've got a defense, and
they used to be terrible away. They're 5-0 on the road.
They're scary. They're just plain scary.
If nothing changes, they walk through the playoffs and win everything.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Horrible, horrible, horrible! What happened to the Redskins quarterback? Oh my God! Oh,
it's part of the game.
Yep. Man, that's just horrible. But anyways.
I was hanging out with a couple of friends of mine yesterday, so I watched more football yesterday than I watched all year. They might as well, like I said before, they just might as well put tutus on a quarterback because the calls that they make against defensive players touching the quarterback is just ridiculous. You just touch the quarterback. No matter where he is, you're going to get a penalty called against you. It changes the games, too. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. And the pass interference calls, like I said, you just might as well make it a non-contact sport.
All right. So that's the case. So now, who plays tonight?
I don't know.
We don't even know. Hang on a second. Let me check.
I really don't.
Either do I.
Kansas City and the Rams. The game that was supposed to be played in Mexico canceled because of the caravan people didn't have tickets, so they moved the game back to L.A.
All right, so Kansas City and L.A. I'll take Kansas City.
I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah, I just figured I'd do something a little different there. So anyway, so now what else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Ohio State got lucky this weekend.
Oh, my God. I watched that game. Lucky is right. And the only reason they won is
I give the coach of the other team credit.
That's
he went
right.
For two. He tried to win the game.
That's exactly right.
And he had
right.
The game won, except the quarterback made a bad pass.
No, that's exactly right. I thought it was the right move. But they really exposed Ohio State, I tell you. Oof, what a game. What was it, 51-50?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. 52-51, 50-51, something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. You go for it. You're a college coach. You go for it in a game like that.
And that was with the second-string quarterback.
Yeah. What a game.
Had the kid open. Would have won the game. It's a shame.
Yeah. Oh,
and how ridiculous did Notre Dame's team look on the field on Saturday?
Those uniforms were stupid. Those were stupid.
You know, they tried to be the Yankees.
They were stupid uniforms. Just wear your regular uniforms. Gosh.
Absolutely. Well, which one? They got about 77 different sets.
That was a home game for them. They should have wore the home game uniforms. There should be some rules to that where you just can't, anyways.
I can't wait till Notre Dame plays Alabama or Clemson so they get exposed as the frauds that they are. because now they're going to play Southern Cal and beat them, and they're going to say, oh, well, we beat Southern Cal. Southern Cal stinks. They're terrible. They're not going to play a good team all year till they get to the playoffs, and they're going to get exposed. They're going to get a shellacking. They're either going to have to play Clemson or Alabama in the first round, and they are going to get beat.
If they have to play either one of those teams, you're exactly right.
That's who they have to play. Yeah. They're not going to be first or second because Alabama and Clemson has that locked up unless they get beat, which isn't going to happen. So Notre Dame's going to sit at number three, and they're going to have to play Clemson. They're not beating Clemson. Because last year when they played the first team that had speed last year was Miami, and Miami wasn't that good. The first team they played that had speed last year, Miami, destroyed them. And guess what? Clemson has speed, and they're going to beat Notre Dame again.
All right. So is there anything else we could talk about?
Not a heck of a lot.
The Knicks lost their, I think, fifth game in a row last night.
Did they?
Yeah.
Five in a row?
Five. F-I-V-E. Five.
Wow. Just the thought of Marshmallow being a free agent has them have them shaken, huh? Look at these standings in the basketball. Oh, my God. Every team from the eighth down to last place has like a losing streak going. Losing two, losing two, losing four, losing five, losing seven. Oh, my God.
You think that's
How
bad?
How bad is that?
You think that's bad? Just take a look. Just take a look at the NFL standings.
Just, I did.
It's what it is. It is a highlight to the mediocrity of the league.
Well, that's what they wanted. They wanted parity.
I mean,
this is socialism in football. It's what it is.
The Redskins.
Look at it.
The Redskins are 6-4, right?
The two Giants, 2-8, 3-7, 4-6, 4-6, 4-5, 2-8, 4-6, 3-7, 3-6, 3-7. 3-7. There you go.
It's amazing. I mean, you've got the Bears at 7-3, and you've got the New Orleans Saints at 9-1, and the Rams at 9-1. But other than that, everybody's anywhere from 3-7 to 6-4. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Everybody else is playing in the La Brea tar pits.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And when you go to the American Football Conference, all right, the Chargers are 7-3.
But the
Chiefs are 9-1. The Houston Texans are 7-3, but that's a fake 7-3 because the Giants beat them. So that's not a real strong 7-3. The Steelers are a lucky 7-2, and the Patriots are 7-3, and not the Patriots that they used to be. I mean, you're right. If New Orleans stays healthy, they're going to walk right through to the Super Bowl.
Oh, God, it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the days when the Cowboys and the 49ers were good playing the AFC and drubbing them.
Yeah.
That it's just going to be like a 55-10 game again or something.
It's shaping up to be that way.
Because Kansas City played 10 games already, right?
Yep.
Now starts their swoon, as they do every year. But you know what? The AFC might be just so bad that the swoon can't happen this year.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens here.
I saw an interview with Cashman yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was comical.
Why?
We love all our players, but we want as many good players as we can get. In other words, he's clueless. And every time that they asked him if they're going to sign Machado or Harper, he danced around that like the Rockettes. So we'll see what happens. I mean, he was talking about, what's his name? The left fielder they got, the little guy? The little bald-headed guy.
Yeah, I forget his name, though, yeah.
As he's a catalyst on our team. Every Yankee fan I know hates the guy.
Well, all I know is that if Hal Steinbrenner has any sense at all, he's going to order them to take whatever money they want to spend because they're under the cap and spend it on pitching!
Well, who's the free agent pitching you're going to get? What are you going to get, Dallas Keuchel?
I don't care. Then trade some of your prospects and money, but try to get pitching. Try.
Yeah, Marshall, you just can't do that. I mean, you just can't say, okay, let's trade for a pitcher. Yeah, you want to trade for a pitcher, but does the other side want to trade that pitcher? There has to be two willing parties to make a trade.
You just can't say,
I want to trade.
If the other
side has to be willing to get rid of somebody.
If you give them enough money, they might be able to.
Nah, why would they? Because as soon as you lose that top pitcher, you're trying to replace him again. And unless you're getting something back that can replace that top pitcher, you're not going to do it. So you're going to have to give them a hell of a lot to get a starting pitcher because starting pitchers are at a premium. You've seen that this year. And with the way baseball is, who knows if the Yankees even want to get starting pitching. Maybe they'll go out and get themselves another six relievers where everybody pitches two innings a game. Who knows the way the baseball's going to go?
All right.
But to make a trade, you have to have two willing parties. Right now, the only thing they can do is move on to free agents. There's not a lot of good ones.
All right. All right. Well, we have to go on to our free agent, Pat Pagano, with the weather.
All right.
And I'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll see how we do with our NFL pick.
One of us is going to win.
We hope. Okay. Unless it's
maybe we get a tie again, huh? That'd be funny.
All right, Mike. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Mike Conzie with a check on sports.